तानि यासन्नं ईश्वरस्य मठावतारस्तु विहार मठ शिक्षसं शिक्षणम् रक्षो बधायैव न केवलं विभो उठो तन्यथा शद्रमथा स्वरात्मना सीता कृतानि व्यासनानीश्वरश्च मर्यावतारस्तु यः मर्च शिक्षणम् रक्षो बधायैव न केवलं विभो उठो अन्यथा शद्रमथा स्वरात्मना सीता कृतानि व्यासनैश्वरस्य मठ्यावतारस्त्वयिहामच शिक्षणम् रक्षो बधायैव न केवलं विभो उठो अन्यथा शद्रमथा स्वरात्मना सीता कृतानि व्यासनानि ईश्वरस्य मठावतारस्यामर्थ्यशिक्षणम् रक्षावधान्यैव न केवलं विभो उतो अन्यथा शद्रमर्थस्वरात्मनम् सीता पितानि व्यासननश्वरश्च मठावतारस्त्वयिहामर्थ्यशिक्षणम् रक्षो बधायैव न केवलं विभो उतो अन्यथा शद्रमर्थस्वात्मना सीता कृतानि व्यासनानि मच शिक्षणम् रक्षो बधायैव न केवलं विभो उतो अन्यथा शद्रमर्थस्वात्मना सीता कृतानि व्यासनानीश्वरस्य messages. Achar Katharas Viha Macha Shikshanam Raksho Badeva Na Kevalam Vibhu Uttaniya Chakramata Svatmana Sita Kritani Vyasana Nashvarasya Martya, as a human being, Avatara, whose incarnation, to, however, Iha, in the material world, Martya Shikshanam, for teaching all living entities, especially human beings, Raksha Badhaya, to kill the demon Ravana, Eva, certainly, Na, not, Kevalam, only, Bibhu, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhuta. From where? Anyata. Otherwise, Shat. There would be Ramata. Of one enjoying Shwe in himself. Atmana. The spiritual identity of the universe. Sita, of the wife of Lord Ramachandra. Tritani, appearing due to the separation. Vyashashani, all the miseries. Ishwarasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation in purple by the divine grace of Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. It was ordained that Ravana, chief of the Rakshasas, could not be killed by anyone but a man. And for this reason, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in the form of a human being. Lord Ramachandra's mission, however, was not only to kill Ravana, but also to teach mortal beings that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. He is a self-sufficient Supreme Personality of Godhead and nothing is lamentable for him. Therefore, why else could he be subjected to the tribulations by the kidnapping of Mother Sita? Please repeat. It was ordained that Ravana, chief of the Rakshasas, could not be killed by anyone but a man. And for this reason, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in the form of a human being. Lord Ramachandra's mission, however, was not only to kill Ravana, but also to teach mortal beings that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. He is the self-sufficient Supreme Personality of Godhead, and nothing is lamentable for him. Therefore, why else could he be subjected to tribulations by the kidnapping of Mother Sita? Purport. By his divine grace, the boy Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the Lord appears in this universe in the form of a human being, he has two purposes. As is stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Puritranaya Sharunam Vinashaya Cha Duskritam, to destroy the demons and protect the devotees. To protect the devotees, the Lord not only satisfies them by his personal presence, but also teaches them so that they will not fall down from devotional service. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra taught the devotees that it is better not to enter married life, which is certainly followed by many tribulations, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.945. Tripyanti neha kipana bahu duka baja kandu tivam manasyam ishaheta dira. Kripanas, those who are not advanced in spiritual knowledge and who are therefore just the opposite of brahmanas, generally take to family life, which is a concession for sex. Thus they enjoy sex again and again, although that sex is followed by many tribulations. This is a warning to devotees. To teach this lesson to devotees and human society in general, Lord Ramachandra, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, underwent series of tribulations because he accepted a wife, Mother Sita. Lord Ramachandra underwent these austerities, of course, only to instruct us. Actually, he never has any reason to lament for anything. Another aspect of the Lord's instruction is that one who accepts a wife must be faithful, must be a faithful husband and give her full protection. Human society is divided into two classes of men: those who strictly follow the principles of religion and those who are devotees. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra wanted to instruct both of them how to fully adopt the discipline of the religious system and how to be a beloved and dutiful husband. Otherwise, he had no reason to undergo apparent tribulations. One who strictly follows religious principles must not neglect to provide all facilities for the complete protection of his wife. There may be some suffering because of this, but one must nevertheless endure it. That is the duty of a faithful husband. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra demonstrated this duty. Lord Ramachandra could have produced hundreds and thousands of Sitas from his pleasure potency, but just to show the duty of a faithful husband, he not only rescued Sita from the hands of Ravana, but also killed Ravana and all the members of his family. Another aspect of the teachings of Lord Ramachandra is that although Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his devotees may apparently suffer from material tribulations, they have nothing to do with such tribulations. They are Mukta Purushas, liberated persons, under all circumstances. It is therefore said in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chatate ko Vaishnavera Vyavahara Dukha Nischaya Janiyataha Premananda Shukha. Paramananda Shukha. A Vaishnava is always firmly situated in transcendental bliss because of engagement in devotional service. Although he may appear to suffer material pains, his position is called transcendental bliss in separation, viraha. The emotion of a lover and a beloved feel when separated from one another are actually very blissful, although apparently painful. Therefore, the separation of Lord Ramachandra from Sita Devi, as well as the consequent tribulations they suffered, is but another display of transcendental bliss. That is the opinion of Śrīla Viśvanātha Chakravarti Thakur. Om Agyānta Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakai Takshuram Vinitandina Tasmai Shri Girvina Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garata Shiva Shari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Lord Ramachandra ki jai. So here Ravana, he received the benediction that he couldn't be killed by any man, because he thought, what man can kill me? I'm so powerful, no man can kill me. Only a man could kill him. So therefore, the Lord appeared as a man, as the Lord of Ramachandra. And so two reasons he is coming: to kill the miscreants and to protect the devotees. Main business is to protect the devotees. Prabhupada said Krishna can kill millions of demons just by one puff of wind. He can kill millions of, so that's not the real reason he is coming. He comes for his devotees. The devotees are feeling separation and they want to see Krishna. They want to be with their Lord. So to encourage his devotees, the Lord appears. So he is appearing in this form of a human, Ramachandra. And here it says that he not only to cure Ravana but also to teach mortal beings that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. So Prabhupada points out here the kripanas are not advanced in spiritual knowledge, who are therefore just the opposite to Brahmas, generally take to family life, which is a concession for sex. And here it says this is a warning for devotees, to teach the lesson to devotees and to human society in general. That here Lord Ramachandra, he went so much tribulations to teach to teach the general public how to act. So he accepted a wife, Mother Sita, and they underwent many austerities. She was kidnapped. There was so much lamentation from both sides, although Ramachandra, how he can lament if he is the Supreme Personality of God. But to teach us that the involvement in materialistic life is a cause of bondage into this material world. So Prabhupada says human society is divided into two classes of men, those who strictly follow the religious principles and those who are devotees. This indicates that those who don't follow religious principles or are devoted, they're not humans. Prabhupada is saying human society is divided, those who follow religious principles and those who are devotees. So so Lord Ramachandra, he wanted to instruct both of them how to act in this world. And with the example of Sita, he stood by her through thick and thin. As Prabhupada said, he could create millions of Sitas from his internal potency. But to show the duty of a husband, he followed all the religious principles. And so he went to save Sita. He went to Lanka. He destroyed Lanka. He destroyed the whole family of Ravana. And Prabhupada said, just because of one woman, the whole dynasty was massacred. So anyway, to show that one should still maintain religious duty in household life, Lord Ramachandra set this example that he never rejected his wife or left his wife, even though she was kidnapped. And he not only saved her, but he also killed the enemy. So this was the a perfect husband. Ramachandra is a perfect example, which Prabhupada said we should follow. The Grihastha should follow Ramachandra's example. You don't follow Krishna's example, but the Grihastha's. You follow Ramachandra, he's like his example. So here, they're talking about those who follow religious principles and those who are devotees. So there's classifications here. It's namely those who are obligated to follow Pancharatriki Vidhi and those who are following more the path of Bhagavad Vidhi. So that's more on a spontaneous platform. So Ramachandra came to show both in his dealings. So more or less depending on what identity you value most in life, if you identify, if you value this identity as a human being and belonging to this particular family and clan, then you're obligated actually to follow the principles of Panchratri Kiviti. So many rules and regulations. If you're more inclined to your identity as the eternal servant of Krishna, then there's no need to get so much into the family life, and one can spontaneous service anyway, but it's up to the individual. So the concession is there, the marriage life is there, under the rules and regulations. Oh, it's just like Sanatana Goswami compiled Hari Bhakti Vilas, and that's a big, big book, and that's all full of so many rules and regulations there, and it's intended for the Grihastha devotees who don't want to. You have to follow regulative principles. Human life has to follow religious and regulative principles. Prabhupada said for the Vaishnava devotees, because they're living at home, they have to follow religious principles. They have to follow the perform the different samskaras and things like that. The brahmacharis, not necessary for them. Vanaprastha is not necessary. Sannyasa is not necessary to follow all these samskaras, because they're all more or less centered around family life. Getting the child to see the deity for the first time, piercing his ears, giving him his brains. So all these different samskaras, they're all for household life, for the other three sections of society. These rules and regulations don't really apply to them. So therefore Hari Bhakti Vilas is meant for the Vaishnava devotees who don't want to follow the Smarta Vidhi, because Smarta Vidhi is giving you so many different rules and regulations that are not exactly devotional. So therefore Sanatana Goswami compiled the Hari Bhakti Vilas, so many rules and regulations, how to regulate your life at home, how to worship the deity in the home, how to follow all the different samskaras, how to follow the principles. So there's two classes of people who will be there. But anyway, the Lord comes for both of them to teach them as a perfect householder, follow the religious principles. Ram showed, yeah, that was his dharmic aspect, which he showed. How he saved Mother Sita, how he protected Mother Sita and killed the Ravana. And the other aspect of that, he went through this lamentation, but he didn't have to do that. He is self-sufficient. And all of his pastimes are actually in transcendental bliss. So Prabhupada says, therefore the separation of Lord Ramchandra from Sita Devi, as well as their consequent tribulations they suffered, is it but another display of transcendental bliss? That is the opinion of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So I read his commentary on this verse, and he is saying how Lord Rama appeared to teach to teach Dharma by showing his own nature. By following Dharma, and also to teach Prema, to show that actually he's controlled by Prema, by his devotees. So these two reasons Lord Ramachandra has come to teach, how to follow Dharma by himself accepting this as a Grihastha, as a king, or a prince, and going through following his, so he followed nicely the natures to show his dharma as a Grihastha, and also simultaneously he's showing how he is actually controlled by prema, how he's controlled by the love of his devotees. Otherwise, how can this Krishna or Ramchandra, he's the supreme enjoyer, how can he suffer? He's Atmarama. So how can Atma Rama suffer from material pangs? So Lord Ramchandra, he showed suffering in himself, but how he actually could he lament from the loss of Sita Devi if he's Atma Rama, he's self-satisfied. So all these symptoms that appear, all this apparent suffering, and he was suffering. He very much seemed like a henpecked husband. He was so absorbed in crying for Sita, how she'd been taken away, and he was angry and he was cursing, and he kind of lost it actually in his absorption, the apparent absorption in Sita. But he went through all these symptoms of suffering. So we can understand that this suffering, this so-called suffering, is simply a taste of the Vipralambra, of actually separation, transcendental separation. This was what Ramachandra was showing here. So this love in separation is the highest bliss, spiritual bliss. So this is what Ramachandra is also tasting. He's tasting simultaneously, he's showing how to be very dharmically very fixed. Simultaneously, he's showing how you can also enjoy bliss. Of course, Ram enjoys wherever he goes. And also, Sita Devi, she's a part and parcel of Ramachandra's Chit Shakti, the Srup Shakti. So how can there be separation actually from... How can there actually be separation? She is his internal potency, is there? So Vishnu's explaining that it's by the power of prema that one truth remains divided into two parts. One part is the Lord, and the other part is the devotees of the Lord. And then again, by prema, the devotees, they divide into four categories, as servants, as friends, as parents, as lovers of Krishna. This division is made by prem. And then again, by prem, the jivas of this material world, when they start practicing bhakti and bhakti becomes mature, then prema places these jivas into these moods as a servant, as a parent, as a friend, etc., a lover, etc. And then prema again brings them to the spiritual world. And then again prema reveals different, they experience, through prema they experience so many different types of bhavas that are happening there in the spiritual world, that everything is going on with all these different emotional bhavas. And then prema it makes the Lord and the devotees experience their nature as the sheltered and the sheltered, the Shraya and the Ashraya. One is giving shelter and the other is taking shelter. The devotees are taking shelter and the Lord is giving shelter. And in this mood, again by the will of prema, the devotees experience this very extraordinary sweetness of prema. So he's Vishnu Chakrabarti is saying actually everything is all by the power of prema. Even Krishna is under the control of prema, controlled by prema. But this progression it's saying here, it's all by the arrangement of prema for the sincere devotee, for the serious devotee. She's making all these arrangements. and everyone's getting different experiences according to their nature, she said. She's helping them attain their natures and their relationship with Krishna. And so then Prem creates the meeting and separation in their relationships. The friends go out with Krishna in the morning, in the evening they got to come back, and then there's separation. The parents are there looking after Krishna, Sambhoga. Then when Krishna goes off into the forest, they're feeling separation. Then when Krishna comes back again, they feel Sambhoga. Again, the union is there and the gopis. So look, the Prema is arranging all this. This is the picture of Vrindavan. They're, everyone is there together working. They're uniting, bringing Radha and Krishna together. Then separating Radha and Krishna. And then uniting. And this is what's happening. It's a picture of Vrindavan. So everyone is using all these different emotions and different relationships to serve Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. And so this is all arranged by Prem. So this meeting, this Sambhog and this separation, the highest spiritual bliss, is constantly going on in the spiritual world. By the power of Prema, Prema is making all this happen. Therefore the Krishna becomes subordinate to the love of his devotees. And the devotees become subordinate to the love of Krishna. And so we see what is simply these meetings and separations that are going on. So they must be under the part of the pleasure-giving potency. There's nothing to be lamented there. It's simply a cause of of jubilation, a source of joy. There's a saying in English, what is it? Love is so much nicer the second time around. Because you may learn your mistake. So it's nice the second time around. So like that, the gopis feel separation from Krishna. And they can't meet Krishna. And then they meet Krishna. So then, though the example is the Rasalila, then Krishna separated himself from the gopis. They were thrown into a whole whirlpool of disappointment and anxiety and lamentation, and the only reason they came out was to satisfy Krishna, and now Krishna disappeared. And then they anyway, that whole leela, the Rasalila, and Krishna. And again, finally Krishna comes back, meets all the gopis, and they chastise him mildly. But anyway, the result of that whole separation from during the Rasalila, etc. The gopis understood after all that but they saw Krishna just sitting there mildly smiling, and they were realizing that what just happened, this whole leela of coming to the Rasa dance and being separated and now being joined again, what's actually happened is that our love for Krishna, we are feeling it's expanded so much more. We are feeling so much more love for Krishna by this activity. So this was Krishna's intention. He always increases the love of his devotees. So even if it appeared to be very painful, the result was that they felt their love for Krishna increased so much more. So this is the nature of it appears like suffering, but so like that, they're all satisfied. The Rasalila went on nicely without any disturbance. They learned, there's many aspects of that Rasalila, but anyway, finally they had it without, there was no envy or no anything like that. So, Here's something from the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Now we're here understanding the tattva of Lord Ramachandra, but it said that Krishna, he is the source of all incarnations. But also it says that Ram and Nrisimhadev are also they're also Swayam Prakash, they're also original manifestations. But Krishna, Ram and Nrisimhadev are Swayam Prakash, whereas all the others are ounces of portions of portions of portions and portions. But he says Krishna is that Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead. So we find that also it mentions Ramchandra and Nrisimhadev are also on the same platform as Krishna. Krishna very much likes these two forms. Lord Ramchandra, specifically because he's a human form. Generally when Krishna comes, he's some, you get a huge tortoise or a fish or a pig. It's difficult to... But so when he comes as a human, as Ramachandra, then it's much easier to teach the people. We can't really follow the activities of Rahadeva, Nrisimhadev, but we can follow the activities of a human. So he very much likes this form of Ramachandra, Krishna, because it's very so human-like. And here we've been reading about his different activities, and he's enjoying this role as the consort of Sita. So anyway, the question is being raised by Maitreya Muni. That are they the same as Krishna and Nrisimha Rama, or are they different? Or are they equal? So it says the soul taking bodies of Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, on being killed by Vishnu, attained enjoyment unattainable even by the devatas. However, he did not attain the liberation of being killed. Why that soul, when born as Shishupala, attained liberation in the eternal Lord? Though when Hiranyakashipu and Ravana were killed, it says they attained unlimited opulences. But Shishupala, he was killed, he got liberation. So if Krishna and Ram are the same as Krishna, and Krishna and Nrisimhadev, Ram and Nrisimhadev and Krishna are all the same, why did Hiranyakashipu and Ravana just get unlimited wealth and opulence in their next birth, whereas Shishupala, he got liberation? They're all killed by Krishna, different forms of Krishna. Why did they get different destinations? Is there more power in Krishna, the different gradations of power? This is the question that's being answered. Although Hiranyakashipu and Ravana were killed by the Lord, they did not attain liberation, but Shishupala, on being killed by the Lord, attained liberation. And thus, our Ram, Nrisimhadev and Krishna, are they the same Sarupa, having the same qualities, or are they graded as superior and inferior? Lord Nrisimhadev, he made his appearance in a form that was never been seen before, the form of a lion. But why didn't the demon get liberation if he was killed by Lord Nrisimhadev, who is the form of Krishna himself? Vishnu attracts the mind of the meditator with the beauty of his form, name and qualities. But because Hiranyakashipu did not recognize Vishnu, the Shakti of the Lord's attractiveness did not manifest in that form for bestowing liberation. Therefore, he did not achieve liberation. Since he did not accept Nrisimhadev as a supreme Brahman without beginning or end, he did not absorb his mind in him. He did not make Nrisinga the object of absorption, and thus his mind could not be absorbed in Nrisingadev. When he was born as Ravana, he was killed by the Lord in the form of Ram. He saw the form of the Lord, but he did not recognize him as the Lord, because he was absorbed in lust for Sita. Instead of having attraction for the Lord, he unfortunately thought Ram as a mere human being. And as a result of being killed by Ram, he again attained birth with unimpeded wealth by being born as Shishupala in the family of Sedi Raja, praised by the whole earth. So he's born as Shishupala. He was very famous, very rich, very powerful personality. So then Ravana, he took birth as Shishupala. The essential cause of all names of the Lord lies in Krishna. Shishupala, having a mind absorbed in enmity to the Lord for continuous, countless births, uttered the unlimited names of the Lord produced through his pastimes at that time. Moreover, Krishna's form, with eyes like unfurled lotus petals, wearing a pure crown, armlets, necklace and bracelets, clothed in bright yellow cloth and holding his broad arms, the conch, chakra, glove and lotus, did not leave the mind of Shishupala at all. Because of his deep enmity, while he walked, ate, bathed, slept, and sat, abusing Krishna by his names and holding the form in his heart, Shishupala, freed from the fault of hatred, finally saw the Lord with a brilliant, indestructible form, glowing with rays of his chakra, held in his hand and meant for killing him. Through his utterance of Krishna's name and the medium on meditation on his form, it was done, although it was done with hatred, he became free of fault. Just as if being touched by the Lord when he was killed, then by the touch of the chakra he saw the real form of the Lord and attained prema, and thus he realized Krishna. We see Narad Muni is praising Kamsa also. That Kamsa, really, really Krishna conscious. I wish I was as Krishna conscious as Kamsa. He's thinking of Krishna all the time. I don't feel like that. He's going into his palace and he sees eight steps. He says, eight steps. The eighth son of Devaki is going to kill me. Savasudev is going to kill me. Then he goes up into the court. There's eight ministers. The eighth son of Krishna is going to kill me. Everything he saw reminded him of Krishna. He was so absorbed. So Narada says, well, I'd like to be Krishna conscious like that. But he's always thinking of Krishna. But it's unfavorable, of course. But still he was singing. So Shishupala, you see, he was always thinking of Krishna and always chanting his names. He hated Krishna. So envious. But because of so much chanting and so much meditation, he became purified and therefore he got liberation. Whereas the others, they didn't recognize Lord Nrisingadev. Or Ramchandra. They thought he's just an ordinary king, powerful king. So therefore they got unlimited opulence. Ravana had, he was killed by Krishna, but look at the opulence he got. He got more, the whole universe, more than the universe he had actually, he says. But he didn't get liberation because he didn't understand who Krishna was. Or he wasn't meditating, I mean, absorption. He wasn't absorbed in Krishna. Thus, though Nrisinga, Ram and Krishna are non-different in Sarupa, Krishna is a Swayam Rupa, endowed with all qualities which are fully manifested at all the time. This gives liberation. Shishupala was liberated by the attractiveness of Krishna because of his fully manifested qualities. Because Nrisimha and Ram did not manifest all those qualities, they did not liberate him, even though they killed him. So here Lord Nrisimhadev, he showed much affection to Prahlad and his devotees. He's known as Bhakta Vatsala. Ramchandra showed even much more sweetness in his pastimes and dealings. But Krishna, he excelled all in his sweetness, in buying his sweetness, because the other avatars, they were showing different potencies according to the time and circumstances. But Krishna was exhibiting his potencies, full potencies, all the time. So this is the difference that's being pointed out here. Although they're the same Swayam Rupa, they were different potencies were manifested according to the Leela. But Krishna, his qualities, they're being manifested all the time. So therefore Krishna is all attractive. He's always, and then if he's attractive to the devotees. So this is just pointing out the difference between Krishna and the other forms of the Lord who are. So Prabhupada's pointing out in this purport how the lust of this material world is nothing but a reflection of the real love. When our love for Krishna becomes perverted, it becomes lust, but it's simply a reflection. So just as there is the whole, we've been hearing about the whole spiritual world is based on prema, that everything is done with love, that everything. So there's another saying, love makes the world go round. So similarly, that's what's happening. There's a film, Women of Bhakti. I don't know if you ever saw it. Women in Bhakti. And Rukmini Mataji was speaking. And she said, the center of creation is a love affair. I thought it was very nice. The center of creation is a love affair. It is Radha and Krishna's love affair. And this is what's happening, and everyone is assisting in the sambhog and separation. And yeah, the center of creation is a love affair. I added another verse to it. And the musical score is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. This is what the spiritual world is made of, Hare Krishna. Oh, energy of the Lord, Radha, please engage me in Krishna's service. This is what the spiritual world is made of, Hare Krishna. So this is love that makes the world go round, and the perverted reflection of this loving this material world becomes lust. That is also what makes the world go round. This material world is going round based on love. Lust, and the spiritual world is based on on love. So Lord Ramachandra also appeared here in Madhudrumadipa on the other side of the Ganga. That place is no different than Ayodhya, and there Lord Ram he made a little cottage under a big banyan tree with Sita and Lakshman. And one time Lord Ramachandra, he was smiling, and Sita asked, why are you smiling? This was here when they were in Navadvip. And he revealed, this is the very special abode of mine, Navadvip. And in the form of Lord Gauranga, he will come and he will give Braja Prema freely to everyone. So So Ram, he was banished to the forest. He came here with Sita, and he was sitting there. And Lord Ramachandra is so beautiful. His color is the color of fresh-grown grass, or durva grass, new grass. It's a light green. It's so beautiful. and he was dressed as a brahmachari with matted locks on his hair. He had a brahmachari dress on. And his form was so enchanting. He had the graceful bow with him, and he was stealing the minds of all living entities. So Sita Devi was asking about what is his form of Gauranga in that will appear here. So Ramchandra, I'll tell you the secret story that in Kali Yuga, this golden complexion, the Lord will take a golden complexion, and he'll be born from the womb of Sachi Devi. And he was here to give the gift of prema to everyone. He's here performing his educational pastimes, and also he reveals the glories of the holy name and gives prema to everyone. And then after that, he leaves this place and he goes to Puri. He leaves his mother and his beautiful young wife to cry forever as he goes up to Puri. So Sita said, why do you want to do that? Why you want to leave your loving mother? Why you want to make your wife cry forever? And what happiness will you get from that? So then Lord Ram has explained to us that how my devotees, they are relishing prem bhakti in two ways, in sambhoga and vipralamba. My devotee desires sambhoga. They always want to be with Krishna. It's naturally you want to be with Krishna. But Krishna says, I mercifully give them vipralamba. Nobody wants to be separated from Krishna. They want to be with Krishna. But Krishna says, yeah, my devotees want to be with me, but I mercifully give them separation. Then the Kushala will become your mother, will become Mother Sachi, and you, Sita, will become Vishnupriya in this pastime. And in separation, you will worship my deity, and in separation from you, I will worship a golden seat deity of Sita and Ayodhya in separation. So here, the same thing is mentioned here in this pastime of Navadvipa, how he reveals to Sita these the aspect of separation which came to. So here Lord Ramachandra is being revealed in this chapter, or in this specific verse, how Lord Ramachandra setting an ideal example for the common man, but also for the devotees and transcendentalists. He's revealing the greatness of separation. So the moralists, they're getting their lesson, seeing how Lord Ramachandra is so faithful. Simultaneously, the devotees, they're also getting another message. They're relishing the aspect of separation that's being brought out in this verse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Sri Ramchandra ki. Any comment or question?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Gopal Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Guruji, I have a question. I want to say something. I want to say, besides Earth planet, there are millions...
Oh, you must speak. Sorry. No, I asked Gopal to speak because he's a Prabhupada disciple. Behind you. You can speak after.
Thank you very much for a very nice class.
Thank you, Gopal.
all throughout the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many examples of exalted personalities who in Grihastha life gave up that and went to the forest and became Varnaprastha. For me, in my observation of the growth of ISKCON, in the very, very early stages, 90% were Acharyas.
Yeah, we need some examples. It's up to the Grihastha to do it and set an example. Otherwise it won't happen. Or it'll take a long time. See, if attachment is there, well, it's not. It's not good to stay at home if there is no attachment there. Yeah, if attachment is there, that. Better you take Vanaprastha. If there's no attachment, then it's okay. You can live as devotees. And just you can live together, just like in any dham, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, Mayapur. Of course, Mayapur is a bit undeveloped at the moment. But the other dhammas, you see that nobody takes brahmacharya. You know? They all remain practically their whole life. Yeah. But the point is, you see in Krishna Leela, you don't hear of any brahmacharya, one taking brahmacharyas or taking vanaprastha and things like that. Because of their attachment to Krishna, they can stay in the household affairs. But if the attachment is there, then best they take vanaprastha and leave. But because they're all in you see any big devotee community, generally nobody takes brahmacharya. It's so hard to make Gujaratis brahmacharis because they're born up with Krishna and everything's around Krishna. So what's the difference? They go to the temple and put on saffron or they stay at home. They're brought up with Krishna. It's a very devotional community. In holy places you'll see it like that. Nobody bothers in Krishna's pastimes. Because they have attachment for Krishna. But if you're still attached to the Grihastha, so then you're obligated to follow the rules of Vanaprastha. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, if it's not working. You have to speak very loudly. Yeah, the Lord is everywhere. All these different Vaishyas, the Lord is in a deity form, he said, but everywhere. He lives on Dhruvaloka, the local Vaikuntha planet. There's different forms. Lord and Sringadev lives in Tapaloka. Tapaloka. Taparajana. Taparajana. If you worship Krishna forever, to have happiness forever, by worshipping Krishna forever. Yes, that's the only way, the only way to have happiness forever is to worship Krishna forever. The only way. I can love it. No, it's when the child's eyes are becoming opened. So the first thing they want to do, first thing he sees is Krishna. So they have that ceremony. The eyes are just going to come open, okay. They take to the temple and they see the deity. Otherwise, there's nothing worth viewing in the world. Everything else is useless. So see Krishna first, at least. Like Vasudha, she gave birth to a daughter, the daughter of Nityananda. The wife of Nityananda, Vasudha, she gave birth to a daughter, Gangadasi. From when she was born, she wasn't taking any milk. Everyone was in anxiety, the child's going to die, he's not taking any milk from the mother. So then Nityananda Prabhu told Janabi Devi, you go and initiate the child. So she went up and whispered the Krishna's mantra in the child's ear. Then the child, he started crying for his milk from his mother's breast. And took rest. So, the example is, without getting Krishna's mantra, it's not worth being born. It's not worth living. So she wasn't bothered to eat. I mean, she was on the diet. Because she didn't get Krishna's mantra. So the moment she got the mantra of Krishna, then, okay, life's worth living now. I've initiated a Krishna's mantra. Because Lord Nrisimhadev is very famous as Bhakta Vatsala. He's very affectionate to his devotees, especially Prahlad. And this is one of the qualities or names that Krishna, he likes very much. He likes to be known as Bhakta Vatsala. Just like Krishna, he took up the chariot wheel, went rushing to kill Bhishma. He broke all the principles. He promised not to fight, so he's going to break his promise. So then people will call him, he's not truthful to his word, but they will find fault in him, so many things. But Krishna's saying, I don't care to be known as a strict moralist, or I do care for my devotees, and I'll do anything to protect my devotees, even though I break my own promise. I don't care to be known as that, you know, supreme, absolute, perfect Godhead. I much prefer to be known as Bhakta Vatsala. So I'll sacrifice that quality. They may say what they like. I broke my promise and I was dishonest and spoke a lie. Let them say that. But let me retain this quality of Bhakta Vatsala. I want to save my devotee Arjuna. I want to be known as Bhakta Vatsala. You may, the other qualities is okay. So Krishna likes this Bhakta Vatsala aspect, because he likes to save his devotees. He takes great pleasure from that. So it's specifically this form of Lord Nrsingha, that's his function. He's saving the devotees. Therefore, he's become our Ishtadeva of protection in ISKCON. Prabhupada, he said, we worship Lord Nrsingha for three reasons. To protect the devotees, to protect the guru, and protect the movement. And it's parampara, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed Lakshmi Nrsingadeva in the Jogpit. And Nanda Baba also worships Lord Nrsingadeva in Goloka. There's a form of Nrsingadeva. Why Nanda Baba is worshipping Nrsingadeva in Goloka? To protect Krishna. So therefore, Krishna is our worshipful Lord. He protects. What was I saying? Krishna is our worshipful Lord, and he enjoys protecting the devotee. This is also revealed at Nrsingapalli here. There's a deity of Lord Nrsingadeva from Satya Yuga. After killing Hiranyakashipu, he came here and stayed for some time. And in the Nabadi Baba Taranga Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he visits there and Lord Nrsingadeva appears before him and he puts his lotus feet on his head. Be fearless, my child. He gives the Abhaya Mudra. Be fearless, my child. He said, you should stay here. Yeah, you should stay here in Mayapur, cultivate, worship Radha and Krishna, chant the holy names. Very soon, by the mercy of the devotees, you'll attain all your perfections. So this Lord Nrsingadeva, he gives a bhaya, he removes all the obstacles in the path of devotion. That's why everybody's worshipping Lord Nrsingadeva here. That's why Lord Nrsingadeva is so popular, because everyone's had so many problems in Kali Yuga. So they go to Lord Nrsingadeva. But specifically, it's why we're removing problems. We're removing the obstacles in the path of bhakti. And so Lord Nrsingadeva very much likes that. Oh, they're approaching me, they're asking me. I get an opportunity to serve my devotees. They want me to remove the obstacles. I get an opportunity to join the Sankirtan movement and serve the devotees. So he's very, very affectionate. So Krishna, because Krishna is so affectionate to devotees and he likes to be affectionate, this form of Lord Nrsingadeva exemplifies that aspect of affection for the devotees, and sometimes displays a ferocious form that nobody can even approach. But because of the aspect of Bhakta Vatsala that is very dear to Krishna. Gopala Prabhu.
Thank you.
No, I don't know of any information of how Lord Narsingadev wound up his pastimes. Yeah, different ways also. His appearance also, some like he appeared from the pillar. In another millennium, it says he appeared from the horizon. He just suddenly come over the horizon. Yeah, that's why they came. That's the purpose of them. Jai Vijay coming and taking these forms of Hiranyakashipu. That they have a good fight. They made a how many years? 10,000 year battle. Pretty good. Generally, the minor battles are 28 days or something. Lord Balaram had a fight with the Mayasura demon here near the Jagannath temple. 28 days. And another thing is that devotees don't like to talk about the disappearance of the Lord. So generally they don't, you don't hear me. But he's many places. We're just reading, he's here in the island of Jambudvip, is it? Narsingadev? Yeah, he resides there in deity form. He resides in Janaloka, I believe, also. He has a form there. So there's different places he is residing where he's still being worshipped. So maybe he could merge into the deity form and stay here. We'll go back to the Shingaloka. Okay. Bhagavatam ki dinitai go premanandi. Thank you. Hare Krishna.